Hello and welcome to another edition of Defending the Den. I'm your host, Scotty Waz. How's it going, everybody? It is March, and it has, it's a rough weekend. Like, there's not much else you can put on it. This was a rough weekend for your Maryland Black Bears. A humbling one, I would say. And one where, an experience they haven't felt in around 4 months. Being swept in general. Last time they were swept was in November against the same New Jersey Titans. So it was quite an experience. You can get some silver linings playbooks out of this, sure, absolutely. But at the same time, it's something that you kind of just take to the gut and then rope a dope and then go on to a better weekend coming up. So let's take a look at what happened this weekend in New Jersey. Things didn't start off great for the Black Bears as 4:07 into the first period, Jack Hillier gets his 11th of the year, kind of broke through the defense, got behind him, had a little mini break from blue line in, and beat Owen Lepak for his 11th of the year, making it 1-0 New Jersey. After that, Maryland started to press a little bit, started to get some chances here or there. I mean, they did have a couple of power plays to start off with in the early going, couldn't make much hide or hair of that. But despite all the chances they had on the power play, New Jersey would strike again, 11:07 into the frame as Dominic Bartecco gets his 20th of the year on a defensive zone turnover. Maryland could not get the puck out of the zone. Bartecco finds it, rips it home, makes it 2-0. And then late in the frame, with a minute 31 left, Logan Rankowski gets his 10th of the year, more sustained pressure from New Jersey. Maryland could not find a way to get it out. Rankowski able to tally his 10th of the year, 3-0 after one period of play. Maryland with a big hill to climb. Offensively, though, they would get things back, even though they did have some penalty troubles in the early going. They were able to kill off the early penalty and then able to cash in on a great chance. Odd man rush going in, and then Jeremy Tremblay would finish off with his 17th of the year, pretty much getting in line with spring training, a nice little swinging bunt down the line into the net for his 17th. Dylan Gordon's 12th assist, Jesse Horchek's 20th assist, makes it 3-1. Then Maryland would get luck on the power play, and they would get a nice little cash in from Sam Stitz, who redirects a Dylan Gordon shot right past the glove of Zach Bryce. That made it 3-2 on Stitz's 7th of the year, Gordon's 13th assist, and Maryland cuts it to 1, but a late power play for New Jersey would cash it in with 1:25 left. Logan Rankowski from the midpoint, his 11th of the year, makes it 4-2. And then the third period was kind of more of a neutral zone battle. Not a lot of shots going on either way, though Maryland did control the flow of play, could not come up with any kind of equalizer for New Jersey. 4-2, the final in this one. Lepak with 36 saves in the defeat, and the Black Bears down 4-2. Short memory, though, as they go on to Saturday night. And Saturday night started off a lot better for the Maryland Black Bears. As 20 seconds in, Matthew Kroxel, who was able to go back into the lineup, he was a healthy scratch on Friday, gets back in the lineup, makes instant dividends with his 10th of the year. Dimitri Kebrew getting the assist as Kroxel just bats in a rebound off the side of the net, puts it home for his 10th. Dimitri Kebrew's 29th, Mike Ergo his 11th. That point for Kebrew was his 100th point in his NHL career, all with the Black Bears, so a big accolade for him. And while Maryland did get things going, there were some cracks in the Maryland defense as an odd man rush ended up with Dominic Ravelli evening the score with his 20th of the year, 12:14 into the frame, was able to find the rebound in front off a Logan Rankowski shot, and then Ravelli puts it home. It is tied up at 1. And then less than 2 minutes later, Reese Brednick was able to tally up the score. The lone penalty for the Black Bears in the frame, and the only penalty for either team in the frame, and Brednick was able to cash in on it. His 8th of the year makes it 2-1 Titans after one period of play. Then after this, Maryland offensively, in the second period, Maryland had a lot of things going for them. They had a lot of shots going, but they did not have the goals at all. 5:25 and Cooper Eberhardt made it 3-1. Just had a shot through traffic, was able to elude Colin Ronan, and it's in the net 3-1, the score there. Then past the midway point, Jack Hillier again. He nets his 12th of the year, coming over the blue line, just puts home a wrister. Just uncatchable and unstoppable for his 12th of the year, 4-1. Black Bears would get a power play, though, and Dmitry Kibru would cash in his 13th of the year. A one-timer on a nice little setup from Cal Houston made it 4-2 on Kibru's 13th, Houston's 12th assist, and Sam Stitz gets his 8th assist. That goal for Kibru was his 45th in Maryland Black Bears history. That tops the charts right now. He surpassed Luke Mountain, who had 44 over his career. So congratulations on two accolades for Dmitry Kibru this past weekend. However, those silver linings were short-lived, as moments later, Dominic Barteco again rips one home. He gets his 21st of the year, another power play goal for New Jersey. And then late in the frame, with 22 seconds remaining, Nikita Meshcheryakov pumped home a rebound off a breakaway from Jack Hillier for his 17th of the year, 6-2 for New Jersey. Third period started fast for Maryland, and they were able to get one within the first 2 minutes. A minute 29, and Sam Stitz, his 8th of the year, able to cut the lead in half, just ripping one home off the side. Jesse Horacek, his 21st assist. Trace Johnson, his 16th assist. Sorry, 6-2 at that point. No, 6-3. That's how math works, Scott. And then Stitz again, 6:57, and cuts it to 6-4. A wrister from the faceoff dot on the power play, his 9th of the year. Dmitry Kibru getting his 30th assist. Cal Houston, his 13th assist. Black Bears to within two. But as much as they pressed and pressed and pressed, they were not able to find any goals in their sustainable pressure. And the Titans were able to net an empty net goal first from Dominic Rivelli, his 21st, into the empty net. And then with 24 seconds remaining, Dominic Barteco gets his 22nd of the year on a power play. And that was the final. 8-4. Is your end score. Colin Ronan with 17 saves in this one, and it was not a fun weekend. It was not a fun weekend overall. That first period kind of killer, and then it looked things looked like they were going to go fine. After that, a good second period on Friday, and then a decent start to Saturday, but nothing to show for it. No points overall for the Black Bears. Luckily, however, they did have enough bank points, and Maine did lose last week, that the Black Bears still in first place by only 2 points to Maine, 33-11-5. Again, it's the first time that they've been swept since November, so they are, you know, a little humbling is not too terrible for a team. It's better to do it now than to do it in the playoffs. Next, they will be facing, and they will be going up to New Hampshire for the second time and final time this season, to take on the New Hampshire Mountain Kings, who are sitting at 8th right now. Played the most games of any team in the East Division at 52. They only have 8 games left. They're at 41 points, sitting 8th spot. And this is a team that Maryland did sweep 2 weekends ago. But, again, that was a home ice, home crowd. You're going to go to New Hampshire in enemy territory, and then we'll have to see what turns out from that. I'm sure practices this week were rough and tumble as they get, because you got to get things going, and you got to get that out, the weekend out of your system and look ahead to the weekend against New Hampshire. It's interview time, and no fancy song this week. There's not too much to be joyous and upbeat about, unfortunately, but we do have some interviews, and there's a little mic problem because, you know, I haven't been broadcasting for over 20 years. I accidentally muted my own wireless mic, so you will hear me as I am loud on other someone's mic, so don't worry about it. There's nothing wrong with your headphones or earbuds or nothing like that. I'm just a fool. We'll start off with Coach's Corner this week. Russ Smith joining us, the assistant coach of the Maryland Black Bears, talks about the weekend that was, what can be learned from this, and what going ahead means as they head to New Hampshire this weekend.
Here with assistant coach of the Maryland Black Bears, Russ Smith. And Russ, that was a weekend. Overall, what can we take away from that weekend?
Yeah, I think a little adversity is good for us, right? It's a good time of the year for us to get refocused and reset on what's important to us and what's going to matter most to us down the stretch here.
It's got to be a humbling feeling, too, going from the high of clinching a playoff and then going that. You think that kind of reset the guys and kind of get them a little more focused that there's still games in hand to play?
Yeah, for sure. It's always an eye-opener, but I think the guys' response this week has been good, and we look forward to the weekend and proving that, you know, it was a one-time thing and that we're moving forward.
Now you guys got New Hampshire. You played them a couple weeks back. Played you pretty tough, but you still came out in the end. Is that kind of the same game plan now that you guys just have to play by that, play by your own game?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I think we've been on the guys the last couple weeks just about dialing in our game and doing what's right for us and what's best for us and making sure that, you know, we're sticking to our systems and what's important to us throughout each game.
Now, looking up and down the lineups, you got guys like Dimitri Kiefer, Jesse Horacek, Sam Stis, guys who have been able to adapt and adjust to their lines. How crucial is that as a coaching staff to know that you have so many guys that can work with so many other guys on the lines?
Yeah, we're super fortunate that guys can work up and down and they understand the role necessary given the situation of the game. And, you know, it's some of these older guys, especially the Maryland guys, they've had to learn the right way to play. And I think that's important for our success this year and for the future of the team.
Assistant Coach Russ Smith.
Up next, Dimitri Kiefer talks about the adversity faced by this team, what he and the leadership group were able to try to translate from this, as well as some silver linings for him in terms of his record-setting weekend that he had with the all-time goals and reaching 100 points.
Here with Maryland Black Bears captain Dimitri Kiefer. And Dimitri, a humbling weekend, I would have to say, yeah. In New Jersey. What can you take away out of this past weekend?
Takeaway a lot, honestly. It wasn't our worst weekend. Just let them. It's a team that thrives off of like our mistakes. They took advantage of all the opportunities we gave them. We didn't, I'd say, play the best defensively. So simple as that.
As a captain, what can you do and what can you say to kind of holstered the guys in? First period was not great Friday. Second period wasn't great Saturday. What can you do, or what did you do to try to get these guys kind of a little head straight, maybe try to get some kind of focus on, you know, trying to get back into the game?
Yeah, I mean, we know that, I mean, Friday we saw that bad start, yet we almost came back. And then it's kind of been like the theme of this season that we usually get off to slower starts and usually end up coming back just fine. So usually those don't really worry us. We just tell them stay with it and hopefully it happens. Usually it does if we play the right way. And whatever, Friday didn't happen with the dagger on the fourth power play goal. And then Saturday just once again started coming back once again. And then they got that one dagger that kind of just depleted us. So making sure that we don't need to play keep up anymore, or catch up, I should say, should be the overall message for the rest of the year.
It's got to be good at least to get us out of the way now. When you get ahead, you know what you're looking forward to in playoffs. One of the big things is that coach has always said that you guys are going to get the best out of teams, especially now down the stretch. What are you guys going to do to counteract that, especially going into New Hampshire, a team fighting for the playoffs?
Stay humble. I mean, we haven't really earned anything. I mean, we clinched playoffs, but still, I mean, doesn't mean that we'll be first or second. Just means that we're in the playoffs right now, so making sure that we get that cushion for the bye week. And, I mean, once again, still haven't earned anything and then still trying to work towards that postseason goal, trying to go all the way. So still have a lot of work to do, and just making sure that we keep working on those things to be a better team every game is really the goal right now.
Some kind of silver lining, at least for you personally. You're able to break the all-time goals mark. You're able to get to 100 points. Congratulations on both.
Thank you.
For you, obviously, the team success over, you know, you want that to overshadow the individual, but that's got to feel good, at least you'd put that on your shelf to be at the top of the key for this team right now.
Yeah, I mean, wanted it at home, tried. I don't know how many shots in that Saturday game, so wanted to do it in front of the fans, but yeah, it feels good. I mean, couldn't have done it without the teammates, of course, and coaches, so big thanks to them, thanks to my family. I mean, way easier living at home than living away like most of the kids do, but yeah. Being from Maryland's pretty cool, so hopefully I can keep going. Don't want to stop at 45, so that's the goal for now. Try and score a few more before the year ends.
Maryland Black Bears captain Dimitri Kiefer.
Finally, Sam Stitz joins us, the alternate captain for the Maryland Black Bears, kind of echoing what Dimitri said in terms of leadership-wise, what was said, how to get the how the team responded to this and how they will respond going into New Hampshire, as well as his versatility, being able to play all over the place with different teammates and still be very adaptable like a capybara.
Maryland Black Bears forward Sam Stitz joining me right now. And Sam, a tough weekend for you guys. You go from the highest to highs at clinching a playoff spot to getting swept for the first time since November. What was the feelings like? What were the emotions like after that weekend?
Yeah, not great from us this weekend. You know, the room needed to change a little bit. We shifted this week. A little bit more focus. It was a good wake-up call for us, so hopefully we'll be ready to go this weekend.
Is that something that you guys, you think, you know, a nice little poke in the butt, probably something good for you guys?
Yeah, I think, yeah, definitely right now. It's definitely better to happen now than in the playoffs, first round or second round, whatever it may be. Good wake-up call for us now. This week we've been kind of dialed in practice, guys getting here earlier, guys staying a little bit later, treating their bodies a little bit more, and then on the ice too, a little bit sharper, so yeah.
Now for you this past weekend, a little bit of silver lining, 3 goals for you as well, and also working with, you know, different line mates overall. How crucial is it for you to be versatile like that and to be able to play with everyone around you?
Yeah, I think it's crucial to just be able to go when your number's called. You know, last year it was all over the place too, and that's kind of how our team is most of the time with Coach Clint. He likes to shift things around. If things aren't going, working, we can move it around this different way and just kind of be ready for whatever perspective he wants.
And you guys play New Hampshire, going up there for the last time this season. Saw them a couple weeks back. Any different to the game plan that you guys had against them when you swept them here?
No, I think more focus on us. We know, like, we underperformed this weekend or this past weekend. I think just focus on our game, making sure we're sharp and doing the things that have made it successful throughout the year.
Sam Stitz of the Maryland Black Bears.
Thanks to Russ, Dimitri, and Sam for their time. Also, thanks to Chris and Jess, as always, for giving me the time and space to talk with these fine young gentlemen. Little alumni news, as Brandon Piku gets CCHA Rookie of the Week honors. A big weekend for him. 2 goals on Friday night against Ferris State in the big win for Lake Superior State, including the game winner on that one. Piku now at 6 goals and 9 points in 21 games so far in his first year at Lake Superior State. Cooper Black has had a heck of a season this year, and it continues on as he has been named to the Hockey News' ones to watch for free agency in this one. Now, of course, Cooper Black, only a sophomore, so given that he is a big goalie and he is a guy who is on people's radar, maybe something for him to look at in terms of next year, maybe jumping after his junior season, get that education going. I mean, his stats are pretty solid and very different from last year. This year, 11-7-8 compared to last year's 5-23-1. He's posting a 2.60 goals against and a 909 save percentage with 2 shutouts over 27 games. So had 2 big wins this weekend for himself as well. But being named one to watch, pretty solid for him as well. It's pretty high accolades for something like that. So we'll see what the big goalie from Alpena, Michigan, will do moving forward. Also this weekend, Ryan Bottrell got himself a nice little shootout winner this weekend for Brown University as the Bears went ahead and won their weekend. At least they won Saturday against Harvard and all that. Bottrell, 3 goals and 19 points in 29 games this season in his sophomore year for the Brown Bears. That's it. That's all. We have done it. Thank you all for listening. Appreciate your time and effort. All action this weekend, NHL TV. If you can get the hamster on the wheel for the server, you can absolutely watch those games up there or stay up to date with the Twitter that I'll give you here in a minute after I give my goodbyes. That's it. That's all. I'm Scotty Waz. Take care of yourself and someone else. This has been Defending the Den, part of the Faceoff Hockey Show, a media faction and podcast monsters. Twitter, Defending Den MBB, and the website, clutchandcrabhockey.com. You guys have a safe weekend. Cheer on your Black Bears from wherever you are, and we'll talk to you next time through. Peace.